No, Watson, no. I don't wish to arouse too much interest. Wait for me in your room.
Ah.
I'll call in on you when I return.
You want to sleep?
No, I must have nodded off.
Probably a long journey.
I've acquired a large ordnance map of the neighborhood.
Ah, yes. Spread it out on your bed. Yeah, the landlord of the Red Lion seems a man of infinite resource. Do you have any matches, Watson?
Yes, of course.
Here. Thank you. Yes, this case grows upon me, Watson. There are decidedly some interesting features. It should not be too difficult to trace the trail of our fugitives. See here. This dark square is the Priory School. As you can see, it stands directly on the main road which runs due east and west.
And no side road of it for a mile in either direction.
So, if Heidegger and the boy went by road, it must have been this main road. Now, as it happens, we're able to check what passed along the road during the night in question.
How's that?
Well, at this point here, where the first side road on the east meets the main road, there's a night watchman who was on duty all night.
How did he come across him?
From the man to the inn. He didn't leave his post all night, or so he says. And he's positive that neither the boy nor the man could have gone that way without him noticing them.
He might have nodded off.
He swears not. I'm inclined to believe him.
So, that covers the road in that direction. And what about the other way?
Well, as it happens, the landlady of the Red Lion was taken ill that night. Her husband had sent to Mackleton for the doctor, but he didn't arrive until the morning. The people at the inn were looking out for him all night. They declare that no one passed by. So we can eliminate the road in both directions as far as our fugitives are concerned.
But what about the bicycle?
We'll come to that presently. To continue our process of deduction, if these people did not go by the road, they must have gone across country, either to the north or to the south.
Quite a problem.
Not a very great one. To the south of the school, as you perceive, all is arable land, intersected by stone walls.
Not the kind of ground for a bicycle.
Quite so. Now, let us look at the country on the other side. Immediately to the north of the school, there's a grove of trees, isn't it? It's marked here as the ragged shore.
Oh, yes.
And beyond that stretches a great rolling wilderness, and that's called Lower Gill Moor. It extends for 10 miles and slopes gradually upwards. On the west side of it's Holderness Hall, 10 miles by road, only six across the moor. And beyond that, the hills, yes, they rise very steeply.
Yeah, but I still don't see why the man took a bicycle.
Oh, come now, Watson. A good cyclist doesn't need a high road.
You think there might still be some traces?
Yes, there's a water course marked on the map. In some parts, it looks as if it widens into a morass. Yes, there's certainly a chance we might find some tracks there, despite the dry weather. I'll call you early tomorrow morning, Watson.
Nothing. We've been searching hours. There's not a sign of them. They can't have come this way.
There's no other route they could have.
But we've searched the whole line of the water course. Nothing but sheep marks and cattle tracks. Not a sign of the bicycle and not a single footprint.
There's another morass just beyond that gorse over there. And a narrow neck of track running between. Maybe something there.
I think that your night watchman fell asleep. The boy wouldn't have come this way.
Now, wait. What's this?
The track of a bicycle.
Yes, a bicycle, certainly, but not the bicycle. I'm familiar with 42 different impressions left by tires. This, as you can perceive, is a Dunlop with a patch on the outer cover. Heidegger's tires were Palmer's, leaving longitudinal stripes. Aveling, the mathematical master, was short upon that point. Therefore, it is not Heidegger's track.
The boy's, then.
Yeah, but there's no evidence that the boy had a bicycle. The only machine that was missing was Heidegger's. And look, this track. Made by a rider who was going from the direction of the school.
Or towards
it. No, Watson, don't you see? The more deeply sunk impression is, of course, the hind wheel upon which the weight rests. Now, you can see several places where it's passed across and obliterated the more shallow mark of the front one, you see? Yes, it was undoubtedly heading away from the school.
Well, it may have no connection with our inquiry at all, of course.
Yes, just so. We'll follow it backwards before we go any further.
Precious little to go by. A few marks where the bicycle crossed that spring back there, but nothing much else.
Enough for us to know that he was following this path. Do you see where it leads?
Yes. That little wood just behind the school.
Yes, the ragged shore. It means that the Dunlop tire may indeed have something to do with the case. But what? Yes, it is, of course, possible that a cunning man might change the tire of his bicycle in order to change his tracks. A criminal who was...